Thanks for downloading the Beyond the Money podcast. If you hear anything on today's show that you need clarity on or to make that first consultation, give the team a call, 727-334-0024, or always online at mycampbellandco.com. As always, thanks for listening. Now, let's get to the show.
Recently, we got a call from somebody listening to the show, and she brought up a great question. What do you focus on, Jackie? Like, what can you do for me? How can you help retirees and pre-retirees?
Well, you know, that's kind of what they said is you seem to do so much more than a financial advisor, and you do so much more than a CPA. So how do you pull all that together? And really, it's just, it comes down to a three-legged stool, right? It's the advanced wealth planning and management, and that is to help somebody with their retirement funds, and it's through sophisticated wealth management strategies. And it's tough navigating through all of these different timelines and all the different changes in the tax rules and the market, the complexities. There's just so many uncertainties there. But there's certainly patterns, and we can help you with any portion or any amount or the entire advanced wealth management. The second leg is going to be the comprehensive estate planning. And, you know, that is, it's not just that you're going to have a significant asset base, that you may have a taxable estate, which is around $13 million right now, but it's to preserve all the assets that you have worked so hard for, your legacy, protecting those assets, a thorough estate plan, and that, crafting that with other professionals alongside collaborating with attorneys to address your specific wishes and your family dynamics. And if you've got more than one child, more than one former spouse, more than one anything, it just gets a little bit complicated. So comprehensive estate planning and asset planning and protection, I think, is a really good way to kind of talk about that second stool. Third one is strategic tax planning. We call it smart tax planning here at Campbell & Company. It's about not only keeping everything in compliance from the prior year, but it's about mitigating tax implications, enhancing your retirement savings. It's not what you make, it's what you keep, with expert guidance tailored to your unique financial landscape and your future aspirations. And I could tell you, Mark, no one have I ever talked to in over 30 plus years as a certified public accountant saying they want to pay more in taxes. So all of those together, that is a true comprehensive 360 degree plan, advanced wealth management, comprehensive estate planning, and strategic smart tax planning.
Begins with a phone call to 727-334-0024. MyKimberlyCo.com to meet the team and see all the services. What's your take on the DIY tax strategy? People who come to you and say, well, I do about 50% by myself, but I need a little help with the other 50%. How do you feel about that, Jackie?
Well, there's so many online calculators. There's so much artificial intelligence, right, that will help you with all these things. There's some really great tools. If you have a simple tax return, do it yourself. You can certainly save tax preparation fees. There's also some free services for some of our seniors, if you qualify, that will do those tax returns for free. You have to have certain restrictions on your income sources and the tax forms that you have. But it's the planning. Planning is the key. Anyone can fill out the forms. You don't have to have a license. I mean, I was 15 years old, Mark, with my first job, and my mother made me sit down with a little 1040 EZ book and a pencil with an eraser and do my own tax return at 15 years of age. So you don't have to have a college degree. You don't have to have all the training and the licensing and things like that. But if you have a little bit more complexity to your financial plan, you have a business, you have more than, I would say, two assets, you definitely should be working with a professional, even if it's just for the planning aspect. Do your tax return yourself, but it's all the little things that you'll miss along the way. Being as tax efficient as possible certainly is a big area, especially if you're getting ready to sell a business to retirement, getting ready to transition. I talked with somebody just a few weeks ago. They thought, oh yeah, I thought my son and my daughter were going to take over and be my succession plan. Well, guess what? The son and the daughter do not get along, and neither one of them really want and have any desire to take over the company. So they're looking to get it ready and positioned for selling. So perfect timing to do that planning and making sure that you have things in line as possible so that you can get the very best dollar when you go to resell that business. So it's little things like that, the succession planning, the tax savings planning, when the rules change. You know, I just talked to another couple and they were on track. We did some onboarded them about a year and a half ago, I would say. And they, okay, well, we have our required minimum distributions that start at 72. No, we actually have another 1 year. For one of you, you get to actually bump it up another year to age 73. And the other one was born a year later and can bump it up to age 75. So we have a little bit more runway, if you will, for some more sophisticated strategic tax planning. So again, that's where you only know what you know. And if you're using these online systems, they're not going to ask these questions. They're not going to go through all the details with you about what you're missing out on. Here at Campbell Company, I can guarantee you, we are trained skeptics. We are going to be looking at everything. Remember those little comics when you had them in the newspaper, Mark, and it would be like two different pictures and what's wrong with this picture?
Oh, yeah.
We are skilled at that game. And it's not just about what's there and is right, but it's about what can we do to make it a little bit better? What are we missing? What are some strategies and some planning opportunities that we have, not just this year, but looking ahead for the next few years, knowing that the tax laws will change. I do a survey with my clients almost every time when they come in for a review or a new client appointment or whatever that may be, even at a dinner that we had a few weeks ago. Do you think taxes are going to go up?
Yes. Yes. I couldn't answer that quick enough.
Yeah, exactly. You trip it over yourself to say those words. And yes, that's what everyone says is, yes, I do believe taxes are going to go up. They've been on sale since 2017. We had the tax reform. Definitely planning for it is going to be important. So again, the DIY tax strategy, can you prepare the return and stay in compliance by yourself? Sure. Possibly, maybe. I mean, some people can't even open the envelopes when they bring their tax information. And so, you know, it's just about getting super organized. But, you know, we work with engineers. We work with every career that you could imagine over these past three decades. And we have seen it all. And, you know, some are way more organized than others. So it's just about making sure that you're paying the least amount of taxes legally possible, not just for last year, but for this year and for the years to come. That is where that strategic tax planning comes from. And that is where smart tax efficiency planning really adds that greatest value.
727-334-0024. And this is the time of the year, Jackie, we love to give our house a good spring cleaning. I want you to hear this clip from Morningstar's Christine's Ben. She said you need to do the same thing for your tax-deferred retirement accounts as well.
Many people have leftover 401ks, perhaps left behind at the old company, or they have rollover IRAs at various firms. These accounts together represent a major consolidation opportunity, where oftentimes the best strategy from the standpoint of streamlining is to consider merging all of those accounts together into a single mega IRA. And that makes it super simple to keep tabs on that account and allows you to silo that account with a single investment provider.
Does she have a point, Jackie? Is there an advantage to having like one IRA over three or four?
Well, simplification, I think, in general, as we get older. And I'll give you two reasons. One, until you get older, you don't really understand the need for the simplicity. Because when you're younger, you can remember the passwords. You can remember that you have assets in different places. But, you know, you kind of snatch and grab. Every time you have a job, you may have a 401k, a simple IRA, and you tend to leave them. You're like, well, it's not really got any fees. I don't really know what I'm doing. So I'm going to leave that there. And then I start this new 401k with the next employer. And I recommend, I'm a big fan of, don't ever leave your money behind.
Yeah.
There are very, very, very few exceptions with that. And that typically is going to be revolving around someone who is a first responder. And because of the ages that they normally retire, and they have different laws, of course, to go with, you know, how many years and if they're high risk, first responder, that sort of thing. So with a few exceptions, I'm going to recommend that you pick up and take your money with you. Simplification, the older we get, is so important, not just for you, but for your spouse, for your family, for the ones coming behind you that's going to take your role as the CFO. So I'm a big, big fan of that. I think it is easier to have some cohesiveness to a retirement plan. You know, we like to do things in threes and fives so that we can really have a good idea how everything connects to the next thing, kind of like a puzzle, a circular puzzle. Mm-hmm. And this is just no different. Tax time, springtime, it's a perfect time to really look at what is the reason I would keep this separate. I would ask that question, not should I consolidate these. But reevaluating your financial goals, that's another huge one that we talk about this time of year. Your life circumstances, maybe some things changed that are in your control, maybe some things that are not in your control. Your credit report, that's now is always a good time to take a look at those. Get that free credit report. Make sure that you're following the right website for that, for sure, because there's so much fraud out there. And rebalancing your portfolio, if you haven't taken a look at that, and if you don't even know what we're even talking about right now with the asset allocation or rebalancing your portfolio, give us a call, 727-334-0024. We definitely need to get you in with a complimentary conversation with Corey Ward. He's a certified financial planner that's here, or myself, or Monica Haberlin, one of my business partners, or maybe even Scott, I'll call him my significant other. He's my husband.
you're not wrong.
Yes. Any one of us at the team of Campbell and Company, so that we can review that with you and see what should we be looking at for some spring cleaning for your financial health. A health savings account, the HSAs, don't forget, we just have a very, very short window. If you're eligible to contribute to a health savings account, you have a deadline of April 15th for that. So now is the time to pick up the phone, give us a call about some of these little things, retirement plan contributions, organizing your financial files. I mean, definitely it will pay dividends for months and years to come. The more organized you are, the more securely stored you have your documentation and the backup for that, the better it's going to be. Streamlining your finances, improving your financial health, and getting you or keeping you on the path towards achieving your financial goals. If you need guidance with any of those things that we talked about, give us a call, 727-334-0024. We're really passionate about that.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors. Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors and IPW are not affiliated companies. Tax planning services are offered through the tax firm Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs. IPW does not offer tax planning services. The tax planning services offered by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Tax planning services are an outside business activity not offered through or supervised by IPW. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. MarketGuard is an SEC registered investment advisor located in Inglewood, Colorado. MarketGuard provides model portfolios and investment products to IPW. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors.